Amen. Praise God. I suppose at some point in your life, everyone has received one of these. It's an invitation. It's an invitation. Well, this is a very special invitation. I've got a very special invitation for you tonight. A very personal invitation. It's actually, I'll just read it to you. It says, Jesus invites you to come to him, all who labor and are heavy laden. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. From the Message translation, it comes out this way. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Anybody burned out on religion? I had enough of that religious mess. He said, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So this is a very special invitation, a very personal invitation, as I said, from Jesus to us tonight. Who knows that the Word of God, the Gospel, is all about invitation and never about condemnation? Amen? It's all about invitation. The Gospel is always good news. Say good news. I don't know about you, but I always like to receive invitations, do you not? Do you know? Because it makes you feel a little bit special. Somebody's thought about you. Somebody has actually chosen to have you at their event, whatever it is, whether it's a wedding or a birthday party or something like that, a special event, a special moment in their lives, and they've chosen you and put you on their list, their invitation list. And so it's always a nice, isn't it? It's a kind of, I don't know, just lifts you a little bit, doesn't it, when you get an invitation? Well, this is an awesome invitation for you tonight. But every time, you know, you get an invitation, there's certain things that you want to know about the invitation, you know. First of all, you want to find out who the invitation is from. And tonight, the invitation is from the King of Kings, Jesus Christ himself. Amen. I remember when I was young, and my father, because he was a Church of Scotland minister at the time of the General Assembly, the Queen would have a garden party quite often at Holyrood Palace, and a lot of the Church of Scotland ministers would get an invitation to the garden party, and it was always like, man, when that, you know, it was the sort of thing you wanted to tell the kids in school, oh, my mum and dad got an invitation to the Queen's garden party. You didn't care whether you were a royalist or a republican or anything at that point. An invitation came through our letterbox from the Queen. H.M., the Queen, requests the presence of, you know, my mum and dad, you know. At Holyrood Palace, you know, and it was always, because it was always an excuse for my mother to go and buy a new outfit, you know. She always liked to kind of dress up a little bit. Hallelujah. But you know, but this isn't from Her Majesty the Queen. This is from the King of Queens and Kings. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The very King himself, and he's inviting us. Everyone, the next thing you want to know, who's the invitation for? You know what I mean? Because sometimes you get an invitation, it says, wedding invitation, and you open it up, and it's invited Katrina, and I'm not invited, you know? Or when you were kids, you remember when you were kids, and it would say, you know, it was like your mum and dad were invited, but you weren't invited. But when you saw one that said, you know, so-and-so and family, you were in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yes, we're in on this one. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because who knows that? I think it's kids that make weddings, isn't it? I don't understand people that don't invite all the children to weddings. Cause it's 1 o'clock in the morning, they're still running around chasing balloons and everything. You know, everybody else is like tired and ready to go home. They're still running around all over the shop. You know what I'm saying? Who the invitation is for? We need to know tonight. The invitation is for all. It's not just for the chosen few. You know, I don't know, when we were getting married, you know, because you get lots of relations and everything else, you're trying to work, you end up with this 400 people. And you try and kind of whittle it down a little bit. And a lot of people on the island, what they do is they get married on the mainland, and that usually whittles it down a little bit. You can send out the invitations, but you're hoping half of them won't come. You know what I'm saying? Won't make the trip. We weren't like that because we actually put on a special bus as well for them. So, I mean, so just so they had no excuse for not coming. Some still didn't come. But you know what I mean? It's because of just it's a financial thing. A lot of these different things, you can't invite everybody. Who knows God's not in any kind of financial difficulties. Amen. And it's not, and religion might have told you it's just for the chosen few. But it's not. The invitation is to all. Not just to the chosen few. Amen. Glory to God. In fact, I remember, maybe it's something to do with the Scottish Calvinistic theology, you know, that we still think about that. We don't invite everybody to our wedding, you know what I'm saying? But I remember one time I was in America, and I was out with friends of mine, and they said, oh, we're going to a wedding today. I said, oh, well, I'll just, you know, I'll go shopping or something, you know. And they said, oh, no, you'll come with us. I said, but I haven't got an invitation. They said, no, no, you just come. I said, but no, 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 you just come with us. It'll be all right. And I'm thinking, all right. I'm thinking Scotland. You know what I mean? No invitation. I'm not supposed to be there, you know. And so we get to the wedding and everything's fine. It was a really good, it was an excellent service. I was so glad I was at the service. And it's all right to go to the service, but then it's the reception time. Some Holiday Inn somewhere, you know. And so off we go to the reception. I'm thinking, oh, you know. And then so, and there's all the food and everybody's to help yourself. And I'm like, well, thank you very much, you know. Then I begin to discern from what I'm listening, because I'm not really comfortable about being there. And I remember the scripture as well about the guy that's not got his wedding suit on, you know, his garment on. And so I'm thinking, you know, and the next thing I discern, because my ears are out there picking up all the information that's going on, that the bride's father's walking around speaking to people. And one of the questions he asks is, how do you know my daughter? I'm thinking, I'm going to be in trouble here, boys. So, I don't even know her name, never mind. but apparently over there, they'll invite the whole church and everybody. They just say, we're getting married on such and such a day, and everybody's welcome. So a little bit, that's the kind of, I suppose that's the kind of Arminian influence over there. Just invite everybody, you know. Over here it's for the chosen few, the select few, but over there it's for everybody. You need to understand, every invitation God gives is for everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, come to me all. Say all.
All.
Yes, that includes all of us. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, all you who are tired, worn out, burned out on religion, come to me, not just the chosen few. Glory to God. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. The gospel invitation always goes out to all. Why? Because God has provided all for all. Everything that he's provided for everybody. Amen. Well, you need forgiveness tonight? Well, there's forgiveness for you. Why? Because he provided forgiveness for everybody, for all. Do you need healing tonight? Well, healing's available. Why? Because he's provided healing for all. Do you need deliverance tonight? Well, it's available because he's provided it for all. Amen. So then you want to know, what's the invitation for? What's it to? Amen. What's it all about? Well, Jesus says that he's invited us to come to him, and I will give you rest. He said, I will give you rest for your souls. Your soul is made up of your mind and your will and your emotions. Who knows where we're ever supposed to live out of these limited resources? Amen. Who knows? We reach places where we think, what am I going to do now? Why? And then you're maybe faced with a choice and you don't know how to choose. And you think, oh man, I just don't know what to do. And you reach this place of just confusion and frustration because you're not sure what you should do. You see, you were never supposed to live that way. We were supposed to be connected with him. He said, come, take my yoke upon you. I want you to be yoked with me. I want you to be harnessed to me. I want you to have access to the wisdom of God, the wisdom of heaven, so you'll never be in that place again of not knowing what to do. How to decide, how to choose. You'll never be in that place with a conflict of wills, because I want you to know what my will is, and I want you to choose my will, because my will is always the best for you. Because he loves us so much, he always has our best interests at heart, and so everything that he asks us to do is always the best for us. Amen. He doesn't want us to live in that emotional roller coaster. In fact, the fruit of the Spirit, there's nine fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the emotions are love, joy, and peace. He wants to flood our lives with love and joy and peace. Amen. And it's prayed and prophesied concerning that already tonight, about the joy and the peace that we have in him. And love, joy, and peace. That settles your emotions. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The peace of God is that umpire in our hearts that tells us when we're in or we're out of God's will. Amen. And the love of God, well, man, you can just sunbathe in that for a while, can't you? Amen. Hallelujah. No danger. Come on. Glory to God. So what's the invitation for us? To come to him and to find rest. In fact, in the Message translation, what did he say? He said, I will show you how to take a real rest. Amen. Some of us don't know how to take a real rest, do we? Even when we're supposed to be resting, our mind's out there, you know, you can't even get to sleep at night because you're so full of... Well, the Bible says he gives his beloved sleep. He says, come to me, learn from me. Come on, I want to show you. Man, Jesus is asleep in the midst of the boat, and there's a storm going on. The disciples are screaming thinking they're going down, thinking it's all over, thinking life has just reached an abrupt end at the bottom of the sea, and Jesus is asleep. And they wake him up, and, oh, come on, we're going to drown, don't you, even if the cheek, they say, don't you care that we're drowning? We're going to drown. And what does he say? Peace. Be still. Hallelujah. He said, come to me, learn from me. If there's a storm going on in your life, you need to take authority over it and say, peace, be still, settle down. Whatever it is, you have that authority. He said, I'll give you power, authority over all the power of the enemy, whatever, whoever's stirring up that storm in your life. He said, I'll give you, if you'll just come and learn from me, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Amen. Then you want to know when this event is going to be. You want to know the time and the date of the invitation. Well, he's asking us to come. And he's saying, come now. That's what it says on here. Come now. Come now. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. In the Message translation, it translates that this way. Now is the right time to listen. The day to be helped. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late. Who knows, when you get an invitation like this, you know, you want to be on time, don't you? You want to be there on time, get there a little bit early just to make sure that you're in possession before anything begins. And he says, don't show up late. Don't show up late. Don't miss. Now is the time. Now is the time. This is an invitation that's going out to everybody in here tonight. Whatever you need, he's inviting you to come now and receive it from him. Come right now, he's saying. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day. Amen. Then you want to know, you know, is there a dress code for this event? You know, what should I wear? You know what I'm saying? And well, the dress code for this event is come as you are, because a change of clothes will be provided. Amen. Just come as you are. We get to take off our old sin nature and put on Jesus' righteousness. As the old gospel song said it, I gave him my old tattered garment and he gave me a robe of pure white. That's some deal, isn't it? That's a pretty good trade. I remember years ago, this young man who had helped a little bit, and one day he said to me, he says, what church do you go to? And I told him, he said, do you have to wear a suit to go to that church? That was how he was programmed, you see. I said, well, you wear a suit if you want. But you don't have to wear a suit if you don't want. But he thought, I won't be able to go there because I don't have a suit. But you can come as you are, a change of clothes will be provided. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We get to take off the old, difficult yoke. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. I want you to put off your old, that old difficult yoke and put on my easy yoke. You get to put off the old heavy burdens and you get to put on lightness. Amen. Who knows it's about lightness? Glory to God. Jesus is the light of the world. That means more than just a light shining in the darkness. Amen. He came to bring us the light version. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember a few years ago, and there was on the BBC News, and they were doing a report on Joel Osteen's church in Houston, Texas, which is still actually the fastest growing church in America. And I think there's about 20,000 members. They just bought a massive basketball stadium there. And when you see it on TV, it's like, you're like, shock, horror, man, look at all these people. And so, but what they actually said at the end of the report, good old British newscast report, you know, and what they said, it's obviously the lightweight version of the gospel. I heard a lot of people, even Christians, commenting that and go, yeah, that's right, lightweight. And I thought about it. Before I jumped in with my tub is worth, I thought, I think I'll think on that a little bit longer. Usually a good idea. And I thought, wow, well, that's what Jesus said. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think he wants us to have the lightweight version. I think we've been struggling under the heavy version for too long. Don't you think? Are you burned out on religion? Trying to carry that heavy weight that religion placed on you. You've got to do this, you've got to do that. You've got to be this way, you've got to be that way. You've got to say it this way. Come on. And you don't do it. It's just, that's a burden. But he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So is there a dress code? Yes, it is. Come as you are. Change of clothes will be provided. And then you want to know, well, are we going to get to eat? You know what I'm saying? What's on the menu? Is it an evening celebration? You know, does that mean there's going to be a five course, or is it a lunchtime celebration? I hope it's not a breakfast wedding, you know what I'm saying? But what's on the menu? Well, Psalm 23, verse 5 says, he's prepared a table before us. And everything that we would ever need is on that table in an abundance. Who knows, when God provides, he always provides in abundance. So whatever you need tonight, as I said, you need forgiveness, it's on that table. You need healing, it's on that table. You need deliverance, it's on that table. You need peace, it's on that table. Hallelujah. Whatever you need is there. He says he does that even in the presence of our enemies. So it doesn't matter what's working against you right now. There's more than enough on that table to satisfy you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's only one thing left. And that's what's usually placed at the bottom of every invitation. RSVP. Responde si vous plaît. Reply if you please. And that's all that remains for us tonight, is to reply. You have to make a decision. Am I coming? Will I go? Because the invitation is to all, to everybody in here tonight. The invitation is to come. It's to everybody. What's your response? That's all we have. All that remains for us tonight. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, in the Message translation, again, it says to this, look at me, Jesus speaking, look at me, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me call, we were singing about that a moment ago, weren't we? If you hear me call and open the door. You see, you need to understand, there's only one thing that this invitation hasn't told us. It's where is it? Well, do you know what? The event's at your house. Mm-hmm. You've just been invited to something that Jesus wants to take place at your house. Yeah. In your life. Mm-hmm. That's where he wants this celebration to take place. In your life. And he says this, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me call and open the door, I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. And don't worry, he'll provide everything for the supper. And this is what he says. Conquerors, that's the ones who overcome every objection, every reason why they shouldn't, every excuse why they can't go. He said, conquerors will sit alongside me at the top table. You know what? I mean, it's one thing to get an invitation to a wedding. It's another when you get there to be told you're seated at the top table. Isn't it? But you need to understand, Jesus only has one table. And it's the top table. And if you respond to his invitation, because you're so special to him, you're such a special guest at this event, as far as he is concerned, that he says that he will sit you with him at the top table. This is what he says, you will sit alongside me at the top table, just as I, having conquered, took the place of honor at the side of my Father. He said, that's my gift to conquerors. Normally when you get an invitation or a wedding invitation, you think about what gift you're going to bring. But he's invited us to a celebration that he's organized, that he wants to take place in our house, and we don't have to bring a gift. He's going to give us one. Isn't that awesome? That's a kind of invitation I'd like to get more often. But that's the invitation that goes out to us every single day. So there you go, guys. You've had your invitation. What are you going to do with it? Listen to what it, let's read it again. Are you tired? If that's you, say, yeah, I'm tired. I think I'll come. See, tired's usually an excuse for not coming, but not to this celebration. The invitation is to the tired. Are you worn out? Anybody worn out tonight? Well, are you going to come? Are you going to come tonight? Are you burned out on religion? Have you tried every expression of religion that's out there? And there's many. Well, maybe you're waiting for the next one to come along so you can try that. Or are you just going to respond to Jesus and say, yes, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Coming to you. I'm responding to your invitation. He says, come to me. He didn't say come to church. He didn't say come to this denomination or that denomination. He didn't say come into this religion or that religion. He said, come to me. It's a very, as I said, it's a very personal invitation. How are you going to respond? RSVP. He says, get away with me and you'll recover your life. You know, the only person you can never get away from is yourself. You know that, don't you? People try. They try and run. And they try and run as far away as they can from what the circumstances are in. And then when they get there, they realize, oops, a daisy, I brought the problem with me. And they start to create a mess in the new place. But he's saying, no, get away with me and you'll recover your life. Hallelujah. You'll recover your life. You'll discover what your life is all about in the first place. He said, I will show you how to take a real rest. He's not even saying, I'll tell you. Sit down there and I'll tell you. No, he's saying, I'll show you. He just wants to show us. He wants to gently take us and lead us into the places where he says you will learn. He said, watch how I do it. He says, you will learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I like that. I love that, the way that puts that. The unforced rhythms of grace. This is not about striving. This is not about religious striving. This is about just learning to flow in the Holy Spirit. That's all it is. He says, I won't lay anything heavy or I'll fit on you. I don't know about you, but some of the religious mess I've been involved in laid things pretty heavy on you. But he says, that's not me. He says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill fitting on you. He says, keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Sounds like a pretty awesome invitation to me. How does it sound to you? Is there anybody here tonight who's saying, I think I want to respond to that? Just pop your head if you're saying yes. Just say, I think I want to respond to that. I think I want to come. I think I want to come. Well, let's just stand up together and let's pray this together. Hallelujah. Because I don't know what you're coming to him for, but I know that whatever it is, he is able to turn your heaviness into lightness, to turn your striving into peace and to rest, into a new place where you become a supernatural conqueror. In fact, the scripture says you can become more than a conqueror, whatever that means. But according to Jesus in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, from the Message translation, the most awesome thing that it means is you get to sit down with him at the top table. Hallelujah. The greatest celebration, the greatest event you will ever experience in your whole life, which is a relationship with him. It's not a one-day event. It's not an event that lasts a few hours and then it's over. It's a lifelong. In fact, it's more than lifelong. It's eternal event. Never ends. Amen. Isn't that awesome? It's all about the end of a really exciting celebration, isn't it? And you have to go home and it's all over. You know, we all went to that big jamboree the other night, Friday night, and you know, and it was good fun just sitting around and at the table and just getting the crack and stuff and messing around. And but at the end of the day, everybody had to go home. But you see, this event never ends. Yes. Amen. So let's just pray this together. If you're saying yes, let's just pray this together. Father, I thank you for my personal invitation to come to you. Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you tonight in response to your invitation. Coming home to you to find a place of rest, to find a place of learning how to live this awesome life that you have planned for me. I open up the door of my life tonight and I invite you to come in and have that celebration in my life, that so together we can go forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you if you said yes.